Welcome to Shamanic Lawyer. This is a call-in show to guide you in real-life situations like love, career, purpose, pets, and family. Having experienced years in the legal arena, Dr. Vicky has continued her soul's journey into modern-day shamanism. She combines both of these worlds to benefit you in creating new possibilities for your current situation. Is divorce still upsetting you? Want to find your life's purpose? Discover what's missing in your life? Well, then change your contract, change your life. Listen or call in for insights, guidance, and guests from all walks of life. And now, relax on your soul's journey and enjoy Shamanic Lawyer with Dr. Vicky. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Shamanic Lawyer. I'm Dr. Vicky. And tonight we are going to discuss my favorite procedure. And listen, I am older than dirt, and I have done 40 years of light working experience. So I have to share with you that this is my favorite procedure that I work with clients on to help them with their lives. Before we begin the actual discussion that I want to talk to you about, I want to just take a moment and I want us to just, I know that we're not working together one-on-one, but you are here in this beautiful space, and I just want you to take a moment and breathe as I open up sacred space around us and open up and bring in whether you call your energy guides, your angels, God, spirit. I personally call them the spiritual realm, and I'm asking for the spiritual realm to be with us, surround us, and protect us during this hour of Shamanic Lawyer journey that we're taking together. So thank you for that. Take a few breaths while I'm talking and connect into your chakras. Kind of connect with yourself, connect with your heart, connect with that part of you that is your soul. Because when we connect with our soul, we connect with ourselves. And when we stay real nervous, which I tend to get, I will be honest with you, that's been part of my soul's journey, is that we stay hyper alert. And that is not the place where we manifest, where we get our dreams, and where we really relax in life. So personally, I have received many soul's retrievals, and it has changed my life for the better. So what is a soul retrieval? And why in the world would anyone receive this incredible, ancient, yet modern shamanistic procedure? Now, and I want to tell you that there are other people that are doing this that are not shamans, but they got the information, they learned it from the shamans, from my understanding, because I have done shamanic soul journey before, and they were very complex, but a real true shamanic soul retrieval is very simple for you, and yet it is profoundly life-changing. We all have souls. Everything has a soul or an energy to some degree. Even our pets have souls. They have a part of them that goes with their spiritual self through lifetimes. When we have our animals, we have our pets, trees, nature, they all have a soul. They have a livingness about them. And we need to honor that. And in the soul retrieval, we do look for a spiritual animal. So it's very powerful, this procedure. Why would you need a soul retrieval? Well, let's see. When you have had a soul loss, it doesn't mean you have lost your soul. It doesn't mean that. Let me just see if I can explain it to you. When you have lost a soul loss, when you have a soul loss, you have lost a connection to your complete soul. And it's always there. Your soul is always there. But sometimes the accessibility is gone. And that can be due to abuse, all kinds of abuse. We're going to get into that. Psychological traumas that may happen. And simply being in love and giving your heart away. Ouch. Ooh, doesn't that hurt? Sounds like something we all do, right? Oh, I gave my heart to him or her. And when we do that, we have a part of us that is lost. And there are so many books, and I cannot even begin to give credit to all the books that I have read about love, unconditional love, consciousness, just so many books. I've read hundreds of them, possibly even thousands. And the words that we use, the feelings that we have, are very, very powerful. And when we decide something truly in our hearts and feel them, then it goes a long way in making our lives different. So what in the world do we do to get connected again with our souls? And sometimes, you know, I had someone very, very close to me to ask me, well, what if you come into this life and you need a soul retrieval? Well, more than likely, that's because you needed a soul retrieval in another life. And I will be very upfront with you. I do believe in past lives. I do believe in former lives. Life doesn't make sense to me without them. So if that tunes you out, then, you know, maybe there'll be something else in this hour that you can learn from. But even my understanding is that it was even in the Bible biblically back in 325 before they took it out. So, but what in the world do we do to get connected again with our souls? Well, simply, we do our soul retrieval. When a part of us is disconnected or unconscious, it can cause upset in our lives, keep us from living fully, and causing confusion. Oh, I'm sure some of us have had that. I certainly have. Create feelings of loss, anxiousness, depression. Oh, the mental health world is full of depressed people and being simply overwhelmed in life. You may have the best job. You may have the best world in everything in the world. But if you're feeling overwhelmed, it could be that there is a part of you that needs to be reconnected again. Soul retrievals bring all of this to the consciousness so that we can fully live. Now, I will tell you that I am a PhD in transpersonal psychology, and I am a level 4 in said spiritual energy dynamics, and I have done Reiki. Nothing has taken the place of a soul retrieval. So for me to talk about it tonight is profound, because I don't talk about things that I haven't experienced, and I don't talk about things or share things that I have not personally experienced and had profound experiences and benefits from, because I just feel that would be out of integrity and unprofessional. So I don't talk to you about things that I don't know personally about. How do you recognize the phenomena of soul loss? Good question, right? Well, addiction, chronic sickness. And addiction, by the way, is not just alcohol or drugs. It can be sugar. It can be addiction to gambling. It's an addiction, something that you can't stop. That's what I term as an addiction. So, but a chronic sickness that doesn't seem to go away, being in an abusive relationship, which that can be sexual, emotional, physical, spiritual. Even an abusive spiritual relationship can mean that you have lost a part of your soul, in the sense of needing to retrieve it or reconnect with it. Soul loss in shamanism is when the soul is fragmented. In modern day psychology, it is termed disassociation. Now, it is the cause of so many problems in today's world, that in today's lives, in people's lives, and they have no idea what is causing it. And you know, I listen, well, actually, you know, I have TV. I'm not going to sit here and say I don't live in the world, because I do. I have to. Yet, I have disconnected from so many of the shows, because all it is advertisement for pharmaceuticals, you know, this COVID, this or that COVID, that, or this, you know, vaccine will handle this and this will handle this and this will handle your diabetes, but you may end up with 30 other diseases after you have that because of all the, you know, problems from the medicine. And so I'm sitting here thinking, wow, you know, no one, you don't make that much money doing soul retrievals. I mean, you don't make billions of dollars doing them. And so if you did, they probably would do them instead of having all this medicine, but they haven't found a way to do that, you know, yet. So, you know, so let's get real specific here, y'all. I mean, my name is Dr. Vicky. I'm an attorney. I have studied for years in the spiritual world. I have studied in the legal world, and I've seen court cases that would blow your mind. And so I'm not just some airy-fairy person that is saying, you know, this works, because I've gone through a lot of experiences myself, and I've also seen the experiences of other people. Prolonged grief, pain, fear. Oh, talk about fear. Wow. I go into it myself. One of the first things that I do, of course, I have some other books that I go to and some other processes that I, you know, will, you know, bring into my life to handle that fear. But abuse of any kind, addiction of any kind, and surprisingly, a near-death experience can cause a soul loss. And I've known my mother went through that. I know a family member went through it. And, it, you know, that you become different. You know, even vaccines can cause a kind of an experience where you lose a part of your soul. So be aware of that. It's not just, you know, just some big, big, big experience. It can be what appears to be rather minor. But abuse can be emotional, sexual, physical, or mental. Addictions can be gambling, eating. You know, if you eat too much, if you can't get off of a certain kind of food and you're addicted to it, it could be as simple as potato chips. You know, what is it about that you're going through in your body that can't get over that? Substance abuse, which of course is alcohol or drugs. Any activity that is obsessive. So if you're sitting there drinking a glass of wine while you're listening to me, that's not obsessive. That's not a substance abuse. But if you got a bottle there in front of you and you can't stop drinking it because you're so upset or you just feel just absolutely separated from life, then that's something that, you know, many people would call substance abuse. But if you can stop it, you know what? That's it. I've had a glass of wine. That's all I want. Yes, I'm frustrated. Yes, I would rather have some water. Yes, I'd rather have some food. But I'm going to stop everything and I'm going to go take a walk. Then you've got some control over it. And that's a good thing. Personally, I had soul loss from various sources. Abusive relationship when I was younger. And not having strong personal, physical, and spiritual boundaries. In which I lost my personal power. I was little, you know, I was a kid. I didn't know. Some people would say, well, then you had some past life experiences that brought that in. Good, fine. But in the meantime, you got to handle it for this life. Regardless of where the energies come from, you still got to handle it this life. Otherwise, you keep coming and dealing with it. And it's time, if you're listening to Shamanic Lawyer, I would imagine it's probably your feeling that it's time to release this. It's time to say, you know what? I've had enough of this. I really want to move on with my life, because when we have the opportunity to live and be a soul and be a person on this planet, we have been given a great gift. And so we have many responsibilities to handle. And so to be the best that we can be, in the Four Agreements, by the way, a book that I probably will talk about in the very near future, it is something that we want to do our best at. We want to always do the best that we can do, be the best that we can be. The Fourth Agreement, by the way. But anyway, these parts of the soul hide out Now listen carefully to this. They hide out for protection. We don't even know they are gone from our communication or unconsciousness, you know, but they're here. They're just in our unconscious because we have these feelings that we want of being whole, of being connected, and being empowered to our true selves. And when a soul part has been hurt, damaged. I don't want to use damaged in a way that a soul can be so easily brought back to our existence. It's just that they have to feel protected. They have to feel secure. They have to feel knowingness that they will be protected when they come back to us. They miss us. We miss them. A lot of times what goes on in our lives, then we feel this lack of, or that we're missing something. It's a part of our soul that we had, let me restate that. A part of our soul that left and goes into a certain chamber, if you may, protection area, so that they can be protected so they don't have to go through that trauma. And I'm thankful that they do that, because otherwise we'd be, I don't know what would happen to us. I really don't know. I think we'd all be in a different state of being. But I think that Spirit has given us this opportunity to keep our soul parts that were affected by that protected. And I hope that makes sense to you. If you ever decide to do a soul retrieval with me, I only do them on Sundays now. I have a very, very busy schedule, and the only time I have left now is on a Sunday. But I had a family member who was allowed to express emotion in her life. This created a soul loss, and it created a disconnection from herself, which is a soul loss. I mean, anytime you disconnect from yourself, it's a soul loss. If I could only help her now, she's deceased now. If a family doesn't allow anger or sadness or really any kind of emotion, it causes a child to split or separate from themselves because a part of them is not acceptable. Okay, darling, you can't talk about that. You can't see angels. Oh, no, angels don't exist. Oh, you're feeling sadness. Well, we don't feel sadness in the blah blue family. We are only happy. We don't feel regret in our family. We only feel acceptance. Okay, well, then this child, this family member, is going to feel like a part of them is not worthy, is not wholly accepted. So that part of them kind of goes away. So if a family member doesn't allow this, it doesn't matter what kind of emotion it is, y'all. It causes a child to feel not acceptable. A part of them is not acceptable. You know, if a child is like, doing a certain thing and they're not accepted for it because the family doesn't see that as acceptable. Oh, a child is a boy and they play music and the family thinks that they should be a doctor. Then that boy is going to grow up thinking there's something wrong with him. That part of him that is so incredibly beautiful will separate and cause them to work with that family so they can be accepted. And that soul part will just kind of go off and be protected. So, well, I mean, think of all the people that you may know that feel like a part of themselves is not valued. Depression, mental illness, and frustration. It can be a result of not accepting oneself as a whole and valued individual. Now, I have a family member who is going into psychology, but they know, I mean, they're going to get a doctorate in it. They know that there are parts of psychology that don't understand all of this because they don't get into the soul part. Psychology, as I understand it, gets into the body and the soul, but the body but not the, you know, the body and the mental aspects, but not the soul and the spirit. And so I'm excited for this family member because I feel like they're going to bring in just a transpersonal psychologist and other new psychologists are getting into shamanism. I took a fabulous course with Dr. Alberto Velardo, and one of the class members that I worked with for months is a psychologist. And she is now questioning everything. It's like, you know, she's got a license. She knows what she's doing. She's fabulous. Yet she's learning that, wow, there's more to it than just the body and the mind. And so now she is going to be probably one of the most profound psychologists if she can just bring all of this, you know, soul retrievals and the destiny retrievals, all of that into her practice. It could be pretty powerful. Psychology works on soul loss, yet feels to my understanding that the soul is somehow lost, but it isn't really lost. It is simply in the consciousness of the individual being protected from more harm, just like I had mentioned earlier. In shamanism, we find these soul parts are in a heart chamber, being protected until they can reunite with the soul person, you know, like you, like me, and not be harmed again. So, you know, sometimes when we're working with a person, we're going to make sure that that soul part understands and feels protected and coming back. You know, if a person is in an abusive relationship with themselves, let's talk about it from that viewpoint. An abusive relationship with themselves, which could be a drug addiction, alcoholism, eating too much, whatever. If they're any kind, or you know, from an outside source, if that soul part feels like that is not going to change, they won't come back. I mean, this is a very, very delicate, very light, beautiful situation. That soul is going to say, you got to do this beforehand. I mean, you got to either leave that situation or you're going to have to, you know, quit that drinking, quit that drug use. You're going to have to, you know, get onto some non-GMO foods and some organic foods and that type of thing. So just remember, in shamanism, we find these soul parts. And they're there, but they do want to be reunited. Believe me, they do. But they just don't want to be harmed again. This soul part has left in protection so that when we have this happen, we truly are gifted. I know that sounds strange, but we are gifted because we would be in a complete state of loss or pain if this didn't happen. I mean, we wouldn't even be able to function, y'all. And now with just that part gone, it protects us. And it's a very, very unique circumstance, you know, and spirit has done a fabulous job for us as human beings. I'm always impressed. When we accept that we can have our soul part return to us, then we can become that whole person that we're looking for. And we look for in other people and we look for in buying things we look for in our life. If you are feeling lost, incomplete, separated, having addiction issues or stress, then it is important to retrieve the lost soul parts that you have kind of left along the way so that you can be whole again, full of vitality in life. Full of vitality in life. I mean, isn't that what we're all looking for? We go out, you know, I live close to a state park. We're going to a state park in a couple of weeks just to be a part of life. That life, you know, that life force, not necessarily being in a city where you're at Starbucks and you got life around you. That's not the kind of life I'm talking about. I'm talking about, you know, nature. The water, the bear, the deer, the trees, the birds, the life, you know, the soil, the dirt, the grass, that part of us that we need to be full of to be back in life. And I have to share something with you. And I know I've got a lot to carry and share with you tonight. But when the COVID thing was going on, and we live, like I said, close to a state park, when that was halfway, you know, released in Georgia, the state parks were so full where we live that we couldn't even drive home because they were, you know, almost like I'm not going to exaggerate, but a quarter of a mile probably of cars just to get outside. And that says a lot, you know, that says a lot. So we have to learn to integrate the parts back into our lives so that having a soul retrieval while you're still in an abusive relationship is probably not going to handle it. I'm sorry, y'all, but it isn't. I mean, there's much work to do in soul retrievals, and it is a life-changing procedure. Yet you got to do some things for yourself. You don't just go to a shaman like myself and say, I want a soul retrieval. We got to make sure that whatever's happening in your life is worked out. And a lot of times that, you know, I'll say, well, I'll do a soul retrieval on you. But a lot of times I'll do maybe two or three illuminations, which release a lot of the issues that are going on, or maybe just some coaching before we actually, maybe on the fourth time that we meet, will be the actual soul retrieval, because you got to get that life going and make sure that you can change it. And you got to be willing to do that. Nobody can make you do that. This is a life of free will. And no one can make you do anything. If you are not ready to release that abusive relationship because you make, I know somebody personally, and I don't mention their name so I can talk about it. There was someone who put their child in an abusive relationship for 15 years because they got a child support. So that child lived through child abuse, emotional abuse, and physical abuse for 15 years just so that the mother could get child support. So you know what? That child's going to have to go through their own journey. But the mother probably would not have been, yeah, I don't know. You got to make some changes on your own, okay? So if a person calls me up for a soul retrieval, yet is still in an abusive relationship or is still drinking too much or gambling excessively, and we're going to have to do some work on getting that part handled first so that the soul part will know when it comes back that it will be protected and not hurt or harmed again. Let's really look at some signs of soul loss. Remembering that the soul is not gone, y'all, just protecting itself until the situation or individual can bring it forth safely and in a new life situation. A soul part that is left due to abuse is not going to want to come back if the abuse is continuing. They'd rather be in that safe space doing what their soul, that person's soul, is really meant to do, because that feels better than going back into the same situation they had leaving the beginning. In the beginning. So here are some real signs that a soul retrieval is needed. You feel numb and disconnected from life. Chronic depression. You struggle with addiction, including gambling, sex, food, drugs, or alcohol. Filling yourself up with shopping just to fill up the internal emptiness. You know how you go out and you buy this pretty dress and how good you feel, or you buy that new couch and it makes you feel good, but it's just, and it's good. I mean, sometimes we need a new dress, sometimes we need a new couch, but I'm talking about just that, you know, where you just shop and shop, and I've been there, so I understand. I'm not talking about something I don't understand. You just keep shopping. I mean, you keep buying, you know, 50,000 blouses because you're trying to fill up some internal emptiness. Okay, here's another one. Stuck in life after a major loss, such as divorce or death. Now, I was a divorce attorney I have to think about this one. I don't want to say too many. Well, just let me say years, okay? And I saw people that, if I had known about soul retrievals at the time and it could have done them, I would have, you know, referred them to somebody that could have done one for them, but I doubt that they would have wanted it. But if they had wanted it, in the middle of a divorce, the first thing you want to do is get money, get your child, get your house, you know. But after that, you know, soul retrieval is a pretty powerful process to do after a divorce, or even a death, because a lot of times in a death, you've given your soul, you've given your life to this person. Doesn't matter who they are. Memory loss of a time period, especially as a child. So if, you know, there's a time in your life where you say, you don't remember that part of my life at all. I don't remember that part. Ooh, that might be a little suspect for thinking something may have happened. Now, I have a family member who can't remember anything from a certain time period until a certain time period. But they're starting to get shamanic processes, and they're starting to learn them, and they'll remember them. Oh, I remember that, because something good may have happened during that time period. But because the negative happened, now I personally had some very negative things to happen in my early childhood, and through some very powerful spiritual experiences, one of them being soul retrieval, I remembered why I had forgotten those time periods, and I was like, yeah, I can certainly understand why I'd not want to remember that. Have mercy. I mean, who wants to remember that? So, but once you remember it, then you can release it and it heals. Okay. Another sign that you need a soul retrieval is being ill a lot as a child. So if I had I never did have a ill child, but if I had one, that's the first thing I'd do is a soul retrieval. I'd get a soul retrieval and find out, you know, what was going on with them. Let's see, having a lot of illnesses and a pure immune system to help you heal can be a sign that a soul retrieval is needed. So it's very interesting that I mentioned the poor immune system is because during this COVID time, for whatever that means to you, I don't care. I don't want to get into it because for me, it's all political. But I will say this. A poor immune system is not good, and even if you're getting the flu or any kind of anything. So, you know, it's not so bad to go on Amazon and find some of these immune system builders that really help to build up the immune system because, I mean, my gosh, you got the whole body is just an incredible system that needs to be taken care of. It isn't just spiritualism. You know, people say, well, I'm spiritual. Well, what are you doing about your body? You know, what about your GMOs? What about eating organic? What about the, you know, gluten in your food? Too much sugar. I have to share something. I don't want to get too far off. But I went to get some non-gluten blueberry muffins because I've made some very delicious organic ones, but they don't seem to do well. I don't know. They're just not quite there. And so I went into one of the grocery stores and I saw, oh, some gluten blueberry muffins. And I knew I could get some organic blueberries. But then I looked and guess what the first ingredient of the box was? Sugar. Sugar. And I was like, oh my gosh. I mean, oh my gosh, I'll just make them myself or I won't eat them at all. You know, one of the two. But anyway, PTSD, very psychological situation that's going on in our world today, is a definite symptom of a soul loss. So much pain and so much distress occurred that the soul had to leave to be protected. It's actually a gift. Really, it's a gift. Otherwise, it would be even worse for the person who has PTSD. When I think of PTSD, I immediately think of the military. But there are also people who have seen a wreck, who have seen someone pass away. Wow. I mean, even, it depends on your soul situation as to what would cause a PTSD situation for you. I could see someone pass away and it might not cause that, but if it were violent, it might. I don't know. So at this point in time, I cannot sit here and say, well, this would cause it for someone, but there are situations that will cause PTSD, which is a symptom of soul loss. Your soul chooses to be complete and wants to be whole. Yet the soul left to stay protected and does not want to return if the situation which caused it leaving still remains. It is important that the shaman who is working with the soul part help the soul part be healed and the client, which would be you, to make sure that the soul part can be integrated safely and that will be protected once united. And you always ask them. Sometimes they say, no, I've got these are the conditions that I want. I'm not going to come back until this situation happens. a soul retrieval is done in my practice via Zoom. And that's pretty much started because of all of the pandemic stuff. You know what, y'all, with quantum energy, it all works the same. Actually, I like it better. Remember, quantum energy, there is no difference in working with a client face-to-face or long distance. And like I said earlier, I preferably like long distance because it just, I have my shaman drums. I have everything out and it just works. But, you know, there are a lot of shaman friends that I have that will do it both ways. And eventually, when I retire from law, I probably will do it both ways, but I still prefer long distance. What I find prevalent in today's world is that modern medicine just medicates all of these symptoms of depression, addiction, PTSD, and even feeling lost. Just take a shot. Oh yeah, we got this shot that'll handle it. It'll even deaden you more, but may make you feel more alive for a while. I don't know. You know, I can't tell you what these pills do because I've never taken them. All I know is one person that I know had a situation with depression and got onto this and it made it worse. They gained weight. They were worse. A friend of mine has a son who is in a state of bipolar. They take medicine. I did a real estate closing for a neighbor and they said the kid just sits outside and screams all day long. So the medicine must really be helping them. That's all I can say. And they're on medicine. So that's what I'm saying. That person would probably benefit from a soul retrieval if you could ever get them in a situation where they could do one. That's what's sad about it. I find it most intriguing when I listen to the medicine commercials. I mean, one is for helping people who are on a depression medicine, which even states the medicine is not helping. And this new medicine helps this medicine. So, you know, even though the depression medicine is not helping, take this medicine and it'll help you overcome the part of the depression medicine that isn't helping you over here. So I'm like, oh my gosh. I mean, this person is just out and their soul is so gone, y'all. I'm sorry, but I don't care if anybody doesn't like what I'm saying. It's truth for me. And I can only speak what I've learned and what is truth for me. That soul is off into their chambers trying to be protected so that this person can survive on this planet. And I'm like, if people would just listen and not accept everything sold to them, listen. I mean, you take one medicine to get over the other medicine, or at least that is what the advertisements say. So let's relook at the symptoms of soul loss again. This is very important for living life to your fullest and to get over pain and distress. You're sitting there in your life and you're reading the law of attraction. You're saying every day, I am whole. I am perfect. I have all the money in the world. And yet you're not looking at the soul part of this. You know, if you're trying to make more money, what service are you doing for others? What are you, you know, it doesn't have to be service like being a shaman or a spiritual, you know, I'm a closing attorney and I service people every single day. And I have people say, thank you for doing this because I'm driving. You know, I'm going places. I'm doing things for people. At first, I looked at that and thought it was not service. Well, it is service. So if you're being a teacher or if you're working as a phone person and you're helping people on the phone, giving them advice or helping them in any way, you're servicing them. So be grateful for that, you know, but live to your fullest without that pain and distress. So if you're in fear or anxious pretty much at the time, might be a soul loss situation. Something feels missing as to you being complete as a person. Let me get some water here. You have periods of very intense depression. Doesn't mean you're depressed all the time, but you have very intense times. I can remember, y'all, when I would just want to go to bed at night, just get away from it all. And I look back on that time period and I was like, gosh, if I had only known about this. No purpose in life. Oh my gosh. How many people, y'all, are calling psychics and people and just trying to find their purpose in life? Why am I here? Why was I born? You know, et cetera. Trouble sleeping? Nothing seems to help. You have segments of your life that you cannot remember. You gave your soul, your heart, your life to someone else in a relationship. I love you so much. I'm going to, you know, give it all away. And wow, I mean, I know those don't really last long because I've done divorces for so many years. When you give everything away to somebody, believe me, you're going to want it back. But problem is you're going to have given up a lot more than just what you realize. So, you know, as a divorce attorney, former divorce attorney, giving your soul, your heart, your life to somebody else without saving it for yourself and honoring yourself and keeping your boundaries, that's another show in itself, and I may do that, is just a doo-doo time for soul retrieval. Let's get that soul back. Let's get that life living again, okay? Now, personally for me, I had all of them. In my shaman training, we had an opportunity to exchange soul retrievals with our fellow classmates. I found that on the first one, I felt much, much better. But the 12th one, I felt pretty much complete. And into today's world, and this is months after I've done my training, I still am going through huge, incredible, fabulous changes. As an energy healer, I found my energies did not go out nearly as much, and the training that I had learned years ago worked faster and was not nearly needed as much. I mean, you know, how do I explain this? But there are a lot of things that you can do for people. You can keep them in coaching for years. You can keep them in psychotherapy for years. You can keep them in therapy for years. I'm not saying that's good or bad. I'm not going to evaluate because I'm not here to judge. All I'm saying is that if you do a few soul retrievals, and I'm not going to sit here and say one soul retrieval is going to handle everything. I'm not going to do that. I question if a lot of the ADD and ADHD is not a symptom of soul loss. Daydreaming is definitely a sign of soul loss. I found a family member with daydream in school, yet once home, be very focused. How can a person be ADD or ADD, ADHD only some of the time? I mean, hello. Not working as a medical doctor, no one listens, but truth is that I work in the spiritual realm and that there have been doctors who understand that healing the emotional aspects of a disease or illness can improve the actual illness that resides in the body. Doesn't mean you don't go to the doctor. It just means it helps. It pushes it forward. There is no mystery to receiving a soul retrieval. I typically take about an hour and a half to 2 hours. There is homework and a time period to integrate the soul part back into the client's current life. There is no touching of the client's body. The client can be hundreds of miles away in another country or just around the corner. It just requires a willingness to be whole and complete again. In so many ways, we are at war with ourselves. So many of us say positive thoughts all day long, yet our subconscious is saying, feeling, experiencing the opposite. So it is a war, as there is not a solution at the very core of our existence. We're fighting ourselves. I'll give a really life example. I was experiencing some frustration over not being able to move to my home with a creek and a meadow. I found myself getting anxious and irritated with life, yet everything in my life was going great. Healthy, great career, love, family life, great pets, friends, yet still very frustrated. Someone very near and dear to me stated that my faith was gone. Whew. How can you have faith, believe in the spiritual and spirit guides, archangels, etc., if you doubt your divine planning and physical time? Stopped me cold in my tracks. Wow, how insightful. If we truly are spiritual and believe in our spiritual connections, then trust, having faith, and knowing we have great potential and opportunities to relax and have faith in our lives, it's got to be there, right? Sure, I mean, we have to do our part. But I was doing my part, just not allowing spirit in, even though I talked of it constantly. So, wow, that was a big, big change for me. How can you be frustrated, miserable, have no purpose if you don't believe? Soul retrievals will help you to believe again, to trust again, to be whole again, to be what spirit put you on earth to be, to do, and to have. For years, I called my radio show and website Living Your Soul's Journey. Even on BBS, I've been on BBS for a long time. I love BBS. They're the best. And my show was called Living Your Soul's Journey, and I love that. And I do. I still, to this day, live my whole, my soul's journey. We all do. But something was missing for me, and I was like, you know, I am a shaman, but I'm also a lawyer. And you combine the spiritual and the physical together, and it's called, for me, a shamanic lawyer. And so this is what, you know, what we do every day. You have to find what you do, what you are, who you are, every breath and every experience that you do. I mean, you take the BBS folks, they're moving, they moved to Texas just to be in a situation, in an environment, so that they can be better serving to those that they want to serve as radio producers. I'm impressed. We did not come here to be fragmented or disconnected, y'all. It is our responsibility to be whole again. I offer my services to you. Usually we take two or three sessions to do an illumination to make sure the body and the life of the client is ready to receive and be whole again. A child doesn't want to come back to an abusive life, as I mentioned earlier, nor does a soul part want to come back to the very essence of what caused them to leave in the first place. So it's real important to talk to the shaman, myself, you know, find out what that is that caused them to leave in the first place. The soul, the part of the spirit that resides in us, is us and survives with us. It does not want to be broken, divided, separated, or hiding from us. If our soul is so fragmented, it feels like no one is home, then yeah, it goes off, but it's still there. I used to have to go places, be somewhere else other than home, because I never felt at home within myself. And when I get to feeling like that, I know it's time for another soul retrieval or another change my contract, change my life. Change your contract, change your life. Now, it is so nice to be home, to feel complete and feel whole. I always want to continue to have soul retrievals, and I always will. I will continue to have them as long as I breathe, because I feel like there's always a part of us that kind of goes away maybe for some reason. And when we heal with illuminations work with the all the chakras, by the way, so you'll know what that means, and it brings life to you. But when life hits us sometimes in the day, and the day we quit healing and learning and growing, well, for me, it may be time, at least in my world, to move to spirit's home. Because in today's world, you got to keep living. You got to keep learning. When you ever get to that point, well, I have my PhD and blah, blah, or I'm a shaman. I went through the training. And when wherever you get to that point where you feel like you know it, I'm sorry. But for me, that's, no, I shouldn't say sorry, but you know, I don't accept that in my world. I keep growing and learning, and I keep getting more experience for myself as well. My pets are my healers, along with my shaman friends. Our pets are to be honored and loved. Until that day where nature and animals are respected, I can't end my journey, y'all. I got to keep fighting for them. I mean, our pets, they work with us in ways, and you know, when I was going through the medicine wheel, and I'm not necessarily a cat person, I'm more of a dog person, as they call them. But the day that I started on the west part of the medicine wheel, which maybe one day I'll talk about that too. When that happened, a stray cat came up to us, and to make a long story short, he is now a part of our home, and we got him neutered, and he's so much a part of our lives that he's, you know, we never thought we could have a cat because we didn't think our dogs would accept, you know, Holland. But Holland is now just kind of there. He's just part of us. He's like, you know, instead of having four of us, now we're five of us. And so it's just beautiful how that works. If you want a soul retrieval, email me. We'll talk. We'll set up an appointment and figure out what is best for you and your life. You know, but soul retrievals are key, folks, to they're, you know, you might ask, well, if they're so key, why don't the medical professionals use them? Well, some psychologists are starting to use them. They are. They really are. And, you know, if I really wanted to get into the medical world, I could probably do soul retrievals for the medical field. And it's just that that is not my journey. But I'm sure that there are those that I one of my mentors does soul retrievals for a psychologist who can't help their clients in any other way. So he helps them that way. Soul loss can be the beginning of a new and powerful spiritual awakening time in your life, on your soul's journey. Sometimes it takes a loss to go in search of our completeness into a life that is meaning and purpose. I mean, soul loss can be a gift to bring you out of a space of disconnection, of depression, and feeling a lack of purpose. As a shaman, soul retrievals are the key to life. As the retrievals help us find our true selves, our purpose, our reason for being born. We call those destiny retrievals, by the way, and I do those as well. For being here on this sometimes crazy planet. I would rather be on a spiritual journey than be a robot that just listens to whatever the news tells us, which is supported by big corporations and money. Find the truth for yourself. Find life. If it makes you fearful, then no, it isn't for your highest good. Nothing's wrong with being discerning. Nothing's wrong with being aware. Nothing's wrong with being, ooh, I got to do something about that. But to go into fear and just go and cave in and listen to the news for your next excitement, folks, y'all, I know you have it in you. I know that you have it in you to make it better. And sometimes just that first step in talking to somebody can make a difference. When we have a loss, it is our gift to move in a different direction, in a direction that can bring life, livingness, and joy back into our breath. And remember, y'all, to breathe. Breath can be very, very powerful. If you're having trouble. Sometime I may do a live show on this. The fight and flight is something that we learn in shamanism that helps you to settle in. Animals just do it naturally. Humans don't. And as a shaman, I know how to do the fight and flight procedure that helps you to relax. And it's amazing because breathing into life, into our existence on this planet at this time, can make a huge difference. And if you could ever get in the habit of just, okay, that's it. I'm stopping whatever's going on in my life right now. I'm stopping it. That's it. I'm going to breathe. And just breathe. And just say, Spirit, Spirit, Spirit. God, whatever whatever your spiritual guider person is, you know, your guide, your angels, you know, whoever that may be, just connect with them. Because when we have a loss, it is our gift to move in a different direction. In a direction that can bring life, livingness, and joy back into our breath, our existence on this planet. Remember, y'all, we're not here to suffer through life, to say, you know, gosh, and, you know, when this happens, then this can happen. And until this happens, nothing in that my life is going to happen. I mean, we can't live like that, y'all. You owe yourself more than that. You got to get up there and you got to do something. And I'm here for you. You know, I've been through so much. You have no idea. I mean, I've been through a lot of things. And yes, I'm doing well now. Yet it's because I reached out to people. I learned, I studied, I went to, got my education so that I could come to you on BBS radio, on shamanic, lawyer, and not be a lawyer to you necessarily, but bring that wisdom from being a lawyer and bring the wisdom of the spirituality of the shamanism. And just that combination in the soul retrievals is a powerful connection. Until next time, be happy as best you can. And remember, we are here as shamans to help, to guide, and to get you started on what that wholeness journey is for you through a soul retrieval. I will be on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. I go every other week. Every other week. So, you know, you can go on my website at vickiford.com. And you can look on my website to find out the actual dates that I will be live and have my show on. Until then, be blessed and remember, love yourself. Good night. Are you ready to find your soul's destiny? Or find out why you keep feeling like something is missing in your life? Listen to Shamanic Lawyer with Dr. Vicki. She'll give you insights and destiny readings to help guide your life in abundant ways. Change your contract, change your life. Tune in to Shamanic Lawyer every week on Station 1. Thanks for listening.